Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, tick, tick, doom, 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 tick, tick, doom, 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 doom.
Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight. This is Wednesday in August. I believe one of the last ones. Yeah, we have one more. I'm very excited to see that the queue is filling up because I'm really in the mood to do readings tonight. So if you know people that want readings, text them because I will be doing them this evening and I will be finishing up this fucking devil card because I'm over it. If you checked in with Janet and myself today on her Facebook, which is the Living-Astrology Facebook Lives, we go live every day at around, I don't know, anywhere from 11 to 11:30, my time, 8 to 8:30, her time, and we give the daily forecast. Well, as you've known, it's been a shit fest. I should say a shit fuck fest. And... it's just true. Today, I swear to God, I almost took a Klonopin. I haven't taken one of those in like a year. I was so overwhelmed today. If you listen to what Janet was talking about, there are like 9,000,000 kajillion planets that are all retrograding. Maybe Janet can come on the line and illuminate everybody again because I'm still
five
trying to
of
wrap
them,
my...
not a kajillion.
And they're all retrograding with what? In my anus?
No, but Uranus is one of them that is retrograding. So there's Uranus, there's Saturn, there's Mercury, there's Pluto, and there's Neptune. And
all
Saturn,
those things are retrograding?
Yes, retrograding, going backwards. Apparently, they look like they're going backwards. So it calls us inward or backwards in time or calls us to look, you know, inward for answers as opposed to outward for answers as it relates to the dealings of that planet. Five is a little excessive, and as of Friday, we'll have four because Saturn will go back to direct motion. Yay!
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was Janet Hickox, astrologist extraordinaire and human design specialist and life coach. That was her throwing the good witch, good cop spin on a rather fucked up holy shrine, disgusting cross. I mean, Uranus is so big. Now, I want to thank you for letting everybody know that. Also, I want everybody to know that they can visit Janet at her webpage or go directly to her at janet@living-astrology.com. You can get your, I believe, natal chart and certain other charts done for free. Make sure that you join Janet and myself tomorrow. I'm getting all the plugs out of the way now, if you hadn't noticed. tomorrow, well, I'm not going to keep pressing Janet because she caused me a pain in the ass, but you know what you're doing tomorrow?
I have no earthly idea. I'm toying with the idea of doing a recorded show, but that
uh-oh.
Seems rather wimpy. So I will have something tomorrow, though. Something will inspire me. Maybe I'll do a show on retrogrades.
Or maybe we'll just throw caution to the wind and you and I will just do readings for the entire hour.
We could do that.
All right.
I'm sure people need it after the whiplash of the week.
Yikes. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Maybe it would be nice to take a little break. So that being said, everything is kind of just kooky out there. I just, you know, listen to what she says. I'm not going to elaborate more on that. I'm going to dive right into the rest of the devil card. So let me clear my glasses here. Yes. Let's see. Where do I want to start everybody back? Because we ended up discussing the fact that it's about love. Unfortunately, man at this stage of the card is not able to come to unity within his spirit because the physical matter is keeping him from doing so. In other words, the physical bodies are the things that are keeping him from becoming one with the spirit. So when you think about it, man becomes aware of this paradox at this level of the card. It's sort of an impossibility because the message is that man, or the message rather I should say is that, and you know what, I was talking with Jen, let me stop myself because I'm already fumbling. I was speaking with Jen, I said, Janet, I think maybe I've had an aneurysm or something because I have not been able to talk. Like, oh, I'm retarded. I know that they don't use that word anymore, retarded, but sorry, but definitely shock jock stuff. Yet retarded. Absolutely. And I haven't been able to speak. So I'm just going to put a blanket apology out there right off the bat. So that being said, man wants to experience inner unity with his partner. And he wants to do that in his partner in the body. And the body itself is what resists and prevents this oneness because it's of matter and it's ruled by who? Satan. So why do we all do this? And why does man crave this ever since his childhood and the initial awakening of his consciousness? Well, I think it's pretty easy to understand that its first place is to keep the species alive, the preservation of the species, which we all talked about in the Wheel of Fortune card, you know, about the two great vital streams. If you don't remember, you can always go back to the site and look up different cards. That would have been the Wheel of Fortune card for me. And so getting back to this idea that man cannot attain spiritual union through the body. However, in this card, he figures out that there has to be a way of connecting to the spirit. But it's not physical. That's right. So all of you that are out there thinking meditation and yoga, you are absolutely right. It's only through the spirit that you can attain spirit. So this card shows a progression. That is to say, that getting a hold of the whole first chakra thing doesn't really happen until the 15 card. And at the level of consciousness of this card that is represented, man frees himself from this kind of enslavement, and he's able to transform this creative crotch energy into what I would call the spiritual power of the creative principle, which we know as the Logos. I know it's all very metaphysical. It is sound in its basis. So when you meditate and you do yoga, which we had already talked about from the card before, you strengthen the first chakra, which ultimately powers all the way up your spine to the top chakra, where you're getting in control of your spirit energy. And Satan is not really involved in that. Satan is involved in matter, not energy. The same power which the sexual energy changes in the two figures together, we see that the two figures that are chained together to the pedestal of Satan, it's the first chakra that they're chained to. The lowest nerve centers that are manifested as creative power and the power of, in fact, how you're able to manifest powers, everything from the lowest crotch to the power of Jesus Christ that ascends through the higher brain centers stimulated in the head. And this, by the way, is why there is a pentagram on the forehead of the devil in the Rider-Waite-Turow. It represents this transformative energy, an alchemistic energy that is done through the intellect, not by blowing your load everywhere, and by making sure that you connect with your spirit in a non-physical way. If we are able to sublimate, you know, if we're able to, if we can reconvert sexual energy into creative power, then we have in fact conquered Satan with his own power. For we couldn't only complete this transformation with the help of the laws of nature. Think about that. With the help of Satan, then man is set in. Satan is the one who's going to, through him, that basically you get it together. And then you have to get over your satanic chains, which can be the chains of the crotch. Now then, the great Goethe once wrote a quote, and it goes something like, "The power that holds all in sea, he who overcomes himself is free." And that pretty much sums that up. So the long and the short of it is that man has built into him this need for a spiritual union, and he ends up screwing up a lot by fucking stupidly and unconsciously, being that, you know, emperor card, and then realizes he's got to then curb this, and he does this through his intellect. And then he works on his spirit, because he knows that he has always carried this complementary other half in the depth of his own soul, in the animus and in the anima, which are one in the spirit. Hallelujah! Can I get an amen? I think at this time, Miss Interplanetary Janet, we can bring on our first guest. Why the hell not, right?
Right.
It's my show. So, I'm going to bring on Faye. Whatever happened to Faye Reyes? Hello, Faye. You're on the air with Jason. How can I help you tonight?
Hi there. Hi, Jason. I just have a quick question, a yes or no question.
Yep.
Well, I took an exam that has to do with my career, and I want to know if yes or no, if I passed or not, what you get.
I pulled three cards, and all of them were positive. All of them said that you were able to navigate this test correctly. And I believe that you, in fact, passed it, because the Emperor card, the Builder card, the Starter card, the you're at the gate and ready to go, all systems go card came out. So that's the reading I'm going to leave you with, because I feel that you passed the test. Let us know and call back, okay, sweetheart?
I will. Thank you.
All righty. Hello, Suzanne. You're live on the air with Jason.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering, when do you see a significant other or boyfriend coming into my life?
Uh-huh. Oh, hold on a moment. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Is this your first time calling in, darling?
No, but I haven't called for a long time.
All right, hold on. You sound like a Long Island girl, like you live right next to me.
I am.
Hold on, please. I'm pulling the cards as we speak. I don't see someone coming in for the next 3 months. After that 3 month period, then I believe your heart will be lighter, because the Three of Swords, which is pain in relationships. So this tells me, as much as this might sound textbook to you, you might want to think about doing a little work on some ouchies from the past. And this is a kind of like a lesson thing that you need to go through, and then you'll be ready to put yourself, your best foot forward, okay?
All right.
All righty, my love. Thank you very much. All right. So, that being said, I am going to carry on with some of the rest of the data. I had asked, by the way, a very sweet girl who is a listener to the show, and she follows us on, she follows me on Instagram, which is the Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis, but as it stands, it's actually titillating. They spell it with one L, underscore J-O. I do my daily card pulls as well as the live stuff with Janet, and this girl this lady, Michelle, not the lady that I have in the queue at present, but this other lady, Michelle, follows us, and she's actually, unbeknownst to herself, and then as we started to talk, she's an incredibly gifted psychic. And I always try to support the younger psychics, the ones that haven't had maybe a forum. Anyway, so she was fantastic because she connected immediately with my mother and kind of blew me away because she doesn't know anything about my mother. And she described this woman on the other side with an absolute accuracy that was bone chilling, I tell you. I have, hold on a second. I know I have over here. See, I get to play with the cue. I love that. Miss Parker, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening, Miss Parker?
I'm well. Thank
well,
you.
For all of you that don't know, Miss Parker is my sister wife. She is a longtime listener and coordinator in the psychic world. You are now. You're a coordinator. Also happens to be a fantastically gifted poet. I am going to put you back in the queue, and so that I don't have to answer 5 million postmenopausal women asking me if they're going to get married, would you do me a favor and would you come back to me in a little bit with a question surrounding this devil card, please?
Okay.
So we can actually have a conversation about the card.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Parker. All righty. So that being said, more symbology on this card. You see that it carries, that this devil in the picture, it carries both sexes within himself. He does not need to separate them, one and from the other, within himself. He has a red beard, and therefore his head is red. Excuse me. His head is red, and in spirit, he is masculine and positive. His breasts are beautiful. He's got gorgeous, supple breasts. He's got large, pendulous breasts. Okay, I'll get off the breath thing. He's got breasts that are fully developed, like those of a nursing mother. That's right, a nursing mother. Therefore, the feminine negative principle. His sexual organ, again, is male, but no longer in the physical, but in the spiritual sense. His sexual organ is the human intellect. His intelligence with which he penetrates man, and he takes possession of him and enslaves him. So that basically means to say that the way in which this devil card has that satanic way with you, amen, is that, you know, if you're not careful, how do I say this? If you're not careful, the thoughts of sexiness can overcome one. And then one becomes enslaved by him. So at the level of consciousness of the Tarot card 15, what you need to know is that man has liberated himself. Hallelujah! Liberated himself from this kind of possession by the devil himself. So you'd hear someone say, the devil made me do it. Well, they're not too far off. Now, I think before I get into the numerology, I will see who else might want a reading. I think I see Janelle, and so I'm going to go over to Janelle. Good evening, beautiful lady Janelle. How are you?
Good evening. I'm great. How are you?
I hope that you're enjoying the show and my big mouth.
Yes, it's awesome.
Where are you calling in from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Excellent. I love that. I'm a Jersey boy here out in Maywood next to Hackensack. Are you calling to talk about the devil card, my dear? No. Tell me. Why are you calling to find out when you're going to get married?
Oh, that would be good. Amongst other things. Yeah, that would be great.
Go ahead. You may ask a couple questions. I like your vibe. Let's go. Tell me what you want to know about Mama.
Marriage, children, money, job, everything.
All right, let's do a benchmark.
Anything you can tell me.
Let's do a generalized benchmark meeting, what I call here. And, goddamn, woman, you are busy. Excellent. All right, so this is going on for you, okay? It shows me the Prince of Discs card in the past, in the immediate past, which tells me that you have been doing one thing with one hand, doing something with another, and you've had a broom up your ass and sweeping at the same time. That you're an incredibly busy individual, juggling a lot of things. Now, right now, I have to tell you, it says the Ten of Discs is on you. So I want you to use this energy, whatever it is right now, to start projects and take care of things right now. Because I have to tell you, the Ten of Discs only gets better for you, and in immediate future, the Nine of Cups came out. Darling, where are you right now? Because it sounds really loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can mute you.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Excellent. So, the Nine of Cups tells me that there's more fortune and good things in the works for you. I see no real hiccups. So let's talk about some of the things in particular that you want to know about.
In particular, relationships.
Say again, please.
I said in particular relationships.
Okay, you want to know about a specific relationship that's going on right now with you and a partner?
No, just obtaining one.
A fading one. Ah. All right, can I just get... never mind, I was going to ask you for the first name, but it's really not necessary. Holy shit. All right, so I just... I just shuffled all the cards. You should cut your losses now. Cut your losses now. The exact same card that I picked in the first position is the exact same card that you had in the last one. So this person is one of the reasons why you have been kind of spread thin or such. In the foreground, I have the Two of Wands, and this Two of Wands is the card I get when relationships have gone bad or are combative. You understand?
I understand.
Now, what happens in the future is that the Fool card comes up. And that tells me that if you stay with this person, you will be a fool. So, I want you to end this. I want you to get a new haircut. And I want you to get your ass back out there because you are beautiful. You get it?
Got it. Thank you.
Good. What else is going on?
I'm just trying to navigate. I'd like to know what's going on.
Navigate what, sweetheart? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Sorry, I'd like to navigate work life.
Tell me what it is that you do.
I'm an emergency manager.
Huh. All right. So I liked this job for you is the first thing I will say about it in the past. Right now, interestingly enough, the Fool card comes up again for you. And it doesn't mean the same thing when it's in this position. What this means between these two cards that I have is that you have endless possibilities. Have you put in for... No, I'm going to go even further. I'm going to say that somebody is going to get shit-canned where you're at, and you're going to get promoted. And it's going to be rather sudden. And I'm going to say it's going to happen, I want to say late September, early October, and you're going to sort of shit pickles when it does because you're going to wonder whether you have the ability to do the job. And yes, in fact, the cards that come up tell me that you will be able to do the job, and it looks like it's going to be more dinero.
Well,
how do you like that? How do you like them apples?
That's good news. I love those apples.
All right. So I want to thank you for calling in and listening. It means a lot that I have listeners. And please feel free to call in again.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
of course.
All righty, let's see. What do we got going on here? We got somebody that is just listening in. And just listening. We've got Michelle I can get to. And I will, then we got, there's a lot more than I thought. Okie dokie. So, Michelle, my love, I know that it was your birthday just recently. And for all of you that don't know, Michelle is friend, confidant, all around support and love for Janet. And of course, then that trickles down to me. How the hell are you tonight, Michelle?
Oh, I'm good. And I do love Janet so much, which of course trickles down to you. So yes, absolutely. Yeah. You guys are the best.
It's like, it's the love drop trickle down effect.
It is.
So tell me, sweet lady, it was your birthday and you cry if you want.
It was.
I am just going to pick three cards right off the chat. Oh. Me like you long time. Me like you long time. Are you with somebody right now?
Am I with someone? No.
Okay, you better get that Brazilian waxed. You get my drift? You better powder that pussy, because let me tell you something. In the 10 wheel, doing the same thing, same way, is not getting you results. And right now, the Four Swords is in the present position. It's telling me that there is a community of thoughts. There is a community of stimulus coming in from around you, like myself and other people, letting you know how beautiful and how desirable and how wonderful you are, because you are, Blanche, you are. And for all of you out there that don't know what that was from, I shame on you, and they will take points off of your gay card. However, what happens for you in this, in the future, is that there is a great marriage of a job and with somebody, because my cards, I have three different cards for love. I have the man on man action. I have the girl on girl action, and then I have the lovers, which are male and female, the breeders, I like to call them. It looks like you had better get it together within the next 6 weeks and get that Brazilian, because it looks like I see something new coming in, and I'm going to go so far as to say I see it is a light-colored haired person, sandy brown, but light-colored even into blonde, okay?
That sounds interesting.
Yes, well, I hope that you put yourself out there, my love.
I will, and it's funny because that was the last thing that was on my mind, so if the cards want to tell me, then I'm open for it.
All right. And so, did you need to know about something else, sweetness? Talk to me. It's your birthday.
Oh, just the chaos that's been going on, you know, that you guys have been talking about. I'm feeling it today.
Yeah, I have to tell you, at one point when Janet was going on her retrograde madness is the only thing I can call it. Madness, I tell you. I thought to myself, you know what? I should take a Klonopin, get into bed, binge watch something, and pull the covers way over my head. But I didn't.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do right now, because you've asked me to, is I'm going to pull my hands over the cards, and I'm going to say go, and you're going to say stop, and I'm going to pull a card. And that is going to give us a little energy reading on this retrograde-ish crap, okay?
Okay.
Now go.
Stop.
Stop. Stop. It's the chaos part.
Welcome to my world.
But that doesn't have anything to do with just you. It's about everyone having chaos right now. So I don't know what to say. It's the Seven of Cups, folks. You know, all I can say is, I don't know, closer to the wine, closer to the family. Anyway, so that is, thank you so much for listening in and always being there for us. And, of course,
you're welcome.
My door is always open, very open to you. And so I want to put you back in the queue and thank you for listening.
Thank you. You guys are great. Have a great day.
All righty. So, I believe we've gotten that far. Aha! I'm going to get Anne now. Hello, Anne. You're live on the air with Jason. How the hell are
hello,
you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Where are you calling in from tonight, sweetheart?
I am calling in from San Francisco.
Oh, my God. I fell in love with San Francisco. I did two Zen feng shui stagings at their homes. And I have to tell you, I fell. And you know, and I went in August. Everybody wanted to poo-poo it. Oh, August. You know what?
Yeah.
It was fucking gorgeous. There were orchids growing on the side of the road. I mean, seriously, folks. So, it might not have been the perfect weather all the time, but it was still wonderful. It was hot during the day and cold during the night. It was beautiful.
Yeah, so far it's just been blah. So you were
blah.
Lucky.
Blah. Are you by the water?
I am. I'm in the marina.
All righty. So talk to me. You want to know something about the devil card, or are you calling for a specific reading on something?
I'd like a reading, but connected to the devil card. I would like to, I need to go through a cleansing of, like, weed, things like weed and dairy just don't, I shouldn't, I need to be free of those things.
Did you say weed and dairy?
That's okay, but
wheat. I thought you said weed in there. I thought, darling, are you sure? Are you sure?
No,
you
I won't
want
give
to
that
do...
up.
No, please fucking don't give that up. Because that's
help.
A crime.
Exactly.
Right. Hold on. So you want to talk about yourself, because you said something very interesting. No one's ever said this to me before. Holy shit. Okay. You want to know about your progress with respect to where you are at this devil card. Now, the devil card talks about matter, matter being food, matter being all of the elements, and it means sex as well. I'm one,
uh-huh.
One of the only psychics I know about that talks about sex. So, I want to ask you, do you go out dancing?
Classes. I take dance classes, like swing dancing and things like that.
That's awesome. Would you do me a favor and start to do, like, more of it, but not classes as much as events? Like, here in the New York metropolitan area, in Lincoln Center, you know, we have swing dancing at, you know, in Lincoln Center and stuff. I want you to get your ass out there, okay?
Got it.
And I want you to do more dancing, because I saw the card of dancing comes up. And, okay, so are you in a tech job, like IT or the sciences or nursing or some shit like that? What do you do?
No, I do events, catering and events.
Uh-huh. Well, question.
But I want to get out of it. I'm ready and happy not to do it anymore.
Okay, this is great, because what I was going to say to you is you need to sort of figure out the next step. Don't give up catering just yet. Don't give up the catering, but the priestess comes up, and she comes up, and she's got many arms, and she's literally downloading all kinds of stuff. Can I ask you, I think this is going to sound crazy, but... and maybe this would drive you stock raving mad, but I just saw you managing a gallery, an art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that would interest you at all, or would it be like watching paint dry?
If they had events at the same time, you know, if there performing arts?
Yes. So, okay, listen, I want you to start getting your resume together and get it out there, because that too, the Six of Swords comes into play in the middle here, taking creativity, taking genius, taking that, and then bringing it into the physical world, which is, in effect, your production and organization skills. I really, really want you to try and focus on exactly what we just said, because when you start to do these events, you must make sure that they are filmed and that media knows about it, because I have a feeling that you're going to make quite an impression in the industry. You're really going to flourish. You're going to flourish in this particular event, because the creation that you can make is far more creative than half of the people out there. So that I feel strongly enough to say this as a designer myself.
Right.
So that's awesome.
So I was taught as a kid to kind of stay quiet and not toot your own horn. So that doesn't come natural to me. So how do I break through that to promote everything?
Well, I would suggest that you work through your father issues first.
Oh.
Sorry. But the first thing that popped into my head was your daddy. So maybe you could figure out whatever needs to be processed there. I'm not sure what, because I don't feel like huge amounts of anger or anything like that. But the word daddy issues came up immediately. So the way in which you can deal with it is to sort of, if he's dead, go to the grave and take a nice big shit on it.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Aren't I just terrible? I'm terrible. I'm going to hell. And I'm going to hang out with the devil. No, I want you to take a nice steaming. No. I want you to go, if he's passed on, you go to there and you light a candle and you sort of talk it out and cry and vomit and spit. And if he's alive and you feel like you can come to terms with it and be safe and do whatever you need to do, then you do that shit. But other than that, I want to tell you, letting other people make decisions in your head for you is not going to serve you. Is not going to serve you well.
Never. Yeah.
Okay. And I am going to pull another card because my. Ooh, I love that. Okay, my mom was telling me to pull a card. Comes up.
Ooh,
listen, lady, you're about to go into a really nice period, luxurious period in the fall. So I don't know whether you're going to get a bump in salary or find this new thing, but I wish you could see the Ten of Cups in my particular deck. It's just quite lovely. They're like seashell sconces
that are made
of gold, and they're in a pyramid, and the gold is just running over from one cup to the next or one cup to the next. So I want you to know that you're going to be going into a really nice period. It's not going to be, it's not going to be as difficult as you think, okay?
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've got to just be excited about it and not worry about things.
It will all come together. That's what the cards seem to say. So thank you for listening. I'm going to put you back in on the QQ.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Pardon me, folks, as I hack up a lung in your ear. Pardon. All right. Tarot card 15 carries the numerological value, in fact, of 60, which is, it consists of the sum of the digits 1 and 5, therefore 6, with the 0, which is a boundless space, because we're in this next generation of cards. So therefore you get 60. It carries the name of the letter Samech. S-A-M-E-K-H. The number 5, even when I wrote this, it sounded confusing. The number 5 is less by half of the number of a creation, which is 10. And the number 15 is greater by half than the number of creation. So it's kind of interesting to dissect it and look at it that way. The number 15 is therefore divisible by the divine number 3, which gives you the number of Christ, which is 5. And we know that 3 times 5 is 15. The sum of the digits, 1 plus 5, is 6. And so there you go again. The numerical value is really an interesting manipulation. The number 60 is divisible by 12 other numbers. There is no number which has more numbers related sorted to it. It has the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, 5, the 10, the 12, the 15, the 20, the 30, the 60. So it's no wonder why Satan is carried by this number, because it has the most amount of numbers or connections, or the greatest chance of connections, or numbers or chances of connections in the material world. I wonder if that made any goddamn sense to anybody. So the letter Samech represents a weapon, which I think is interesting. At this level of consciousness, man has to conquer this weapon and gain possession of it in order to defend himself and protect himself against any influence from the outside or the inside. The spherical shape of the letter is reminiscent of an arch. The closed circle is however, also well known as a symbol of the serpent biting its own tail, and which also means the antipole of both sexes. It also means the dragon guarding the threshold. So that actually, I'm so happy to admit, is the last of the information on the devil card. To reiterate, after all of these episodes, and everyone has been enjoying the episodes on this devil card, because it really is a very interesting thing. We had the first set of cards, 0 through 7, and then 8 through 14, and then we begin this third phase with this card. And you'd think after becoming, you know, sort of with the art card, becoming sort of evolved, that you wouldn't have to start back again. But in fact, yeah, you have to learn a different lesson at this level. And it's basically that you cannot screw your way into spirituality. Yeah, even though there is this thing called tantric yoga, where it specializes in sexual positions and breathings and all kinds of fun, gorgeous thing. And I will highly recommend it to anybody who has a voracious sexual and spiritual need. Because I can tell you, I have experimented with some of the tantric breathing techniques, and the kind of orgasms, especially for men, whose orgasms peak very, very sharply and then decline very quickly, as opposed to a woman's, which I describe more like a clock or a spring in a clock that's being tightened and then it unwinds. This technique is age-old Japanese tradition, or excuse me, well, the Japanese did have something that was close to it, but the Hindi have the Kama Sutra, and a lot of this tantric yoga is depicted in that. So, let me see here. I'm going to bring on Marion. Marion, I hope that you've been enjoying my talk of orgasms.
I was laughing. I was just laughing at you. You are enjoyable. You are good.
I appreciate that. Where are you calling in from?
I'm actually in Arizona.
I love that. I went to Arizona once in my life. I had an extraordinary experience in Sedona, and then in Scottsdale. And then I just loved it. I did not love the heat. However, you know, one would say that it's so hot that the devil lives there. Are you old enough, Marion, to remember the Geraldine, the drag queen of Flip Wilson?
Oh yes, honey. Oh yes.
You remember that? See, the devil made me
do
it.
That's
all
right. That's...
So tell me, what are you calling in for today?
You know what? I just wanted to see, what do you see around me? Like,
let me pull three cards.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, I like that. Oh, I love this. Ooh, you had better fucking batten down the hatches. You are up for some real hardcore personal gross. So listen to me. In the immediate past, I show the Ace of Swords. And this Ace of Swords tells me that you are a very honest, forthright, godlike person. And the Four of Wands is right now before you, which means the end of a cycle is coming to fruition. You're reaping the fruits of some of the work that you have done. And I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not going to have a lot of downtime to sit around and shake your titties and go, yoo-hoo, good for me.
I'm noticing.
You're not going to be able to do the titty shaking dance much because the Tower is coming to get you in the future. What does it mean by that? It doesn't mean death, doom, destruction, despair, but what it does mean is the closure to some situation, which means you could be finishing up with a job. But to be honest with you, I have a feeling that you're going to be coming to close with a relationship. And I hate to say this. I don't think it's a man, but a family that you're going to tell to fuck off. So I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared that your mouth or your actions might get you into a little bit of a trouble with a family, but it sort of needs to happen for your growth to occur. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very nice. I want to give you one more a question to ask.
Oh, another question. I have a question about the one of the.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna say something very, very, very strange. I was talking to each other. My mom's talking to me. She said, "Tell this woman to please go to a nutritionist or somebody that is involved with taking tests to see if your levels are good." She said vitamin and mineral wise, especially mineral. She showed me spinach, which is hardcore, but I want you to make sure you get your blood. Why are you laughing?
Tell your mama, say I'm all about business. I'm already on that.
All right.
Your
all
mama
right.
is I'm, on it.
Okay. Make sure you,
tell mama
you're
listening.
Taking, all right. So what else do you want to know about?
The other thing I want about this woman's name is the woman's name
Robin,
is
Anne. You gotta put your mouth to the phone and speak up.
Can you hear me? Her name is Anne. Can you hear? The woman's name is Anne. I just want to know, has she been? Is it true that she's been spinning rumors around me to block me from?
Oh God!
Yeah, she a bitch, but keep going. Yeah, she's something else,
shit.
But keep going.
Shit. Okay, so listen, this is juicy. This is fun stuff. I haven't had this much fun on the radio in a while. This is
I'm
crazy
it.
Crap. I want to know where the fuck you live and what kind of bitches you're hanging out with, because I want to tell you, the Nine of Swords is in the past, shows somebody's spirit being stepped on. And in the present, the worst card for the answer to what you just asked, which is absolutely she is spreading. And the Seven of Discs comes out, and it is the card for secrets and lies. Ding, 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 ding. That's right, folks.
Yes.
Secrets and lies. But hang on, because this is what I like. The Four of Wands comes up again in the end position, which is the card that came up in your middle position in the last reading here, which lets me know that this is all coming to an end. Okay? So you don't have to do anything. You just get the fuck out of the way. All right?
Okay.
We love you. Call back in. Tell your friends about
it. I promise. I love listening to you. You made my day.
You made my day, honey.
All right.
You're
have
right,
a great
one. Big
all
kiss.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. I have 10 minutos. 10 minutos left. And I am going to get back to my girl, Rachel. Ray.
Hello. Hello there.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all doing?
I've got
tonight?
Love on my mind. That's the devil says. They're using us, wasting time. I've got love
you on my brain.
Okay, so what question you got for me?
Well, you know, I'm hearing that this is a masculine card.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm
no,
hearing
no.
That
the,
you
it
got
is the androgyny card. It is the card
the
of
androgyny card. I know, but you mentioned, like, the masculine part.
Yes,
that seems
and
to
the
be
feminine
what I'm
part.
Hearing more. Okay.
Oh, no. So it's good to clear that up, then. So if I came across, because, you know, you never know how you come across. But so for all of you out there, if I came across that this card was more masculine than feminine. No, the actual devil who's standing in the center of the card is both. He's got breasts of a woman, and he's got the, you know, body of a goat and a man, and there's the different elements that are represented. And then what you see is a male and a female chained to the pedestal of the devil. Yeah, a male and a female that's chained to the pedestal of this devil at the lowest point in the chakra, the first chakra, the fucky-fucky.
Okay.
So anyway, what was your question?
So sometimes in this, it seems like, you know, you're supposed to, you know, be taking care of that first chakra, but then it's telling you you're starting to elevate and move out of that space where maybe you're more controlling it, like you know that you're out doing it and not just I'm a wild thing doing it.
Right.
So how do you balance it, I guess?
Say again?
So I guess I'm wondering how you balance. It seems like it's a transition.
So, I mean, to be honest with you, if I had to answer you from my own personal perspective, and I know Janet and I have about 8 minutes left, I'm being good looking at the time. You know, there was definitely a time in my life when the whole sex thing I took to excess. And I looked over it and looked at it, and I'm like, is this because I have an addictive personality? Or is this because I'm trying to go to numb myself out? Or is this because I'm in so much pain that I want to feel good things? Or is this because I'm trying to find my spirit through my crotch? I think the balance comes with age. Or if you're lucky enough, blessed enough to come into this lifetime and have come through the veil of forgetfulness with at least the inkling that, hey, maybe you shouldn't treat the world like your own toilet, and respect yourself and respect women, making sure that, you know, you are able to then get beyond it. Because, you know, there's a reason why yoga is around. There's a reason why meditation is around. And that's really, at the end of the day, the trip. But you cannot do that until you're at that point. And I have reiterated to people, this is not a particular direction towards you. The antithesis of overdoing it is not doing it enough. You know, all those nuns didn't get any hanky-panky. Nobody got in the habit, if you get my drift.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't get in the habit because of, you know, the religious order. And then a disease was named after them called Nun's Disease. And this was because later on the name Nun's Disease was, you know, just basically used for cancer. So you got to be out there. You got to get it. You got to get it out.
I do like that phrase, crotch energy. You used that earlier.
Yeah, the energy
in
the
call. The crotch energy. So I do feel like when you're describing it, it's like a circle movement where, you know, you're in the spiritual, you're in the sex, you're in the spiritual, you're in the sex, and it's just about, you know, dabbling. But, you know, we come here in a human form, right? Mm-hmm. And society gives you, you know, taboos that people have to let go of. I mean, if you've had 20, you know, women are taught if you can count more than 10 men that you had sex with, then that's just a bad.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I know that so much of that has changed. And for all of the listeners out there, I had Rachelle on when I was entertaining the 14 card. And so, Rachelle, for all the listeners, let's see what we can retain. I mean, I know there's stuff we're going to forget, but whatever. When we begin to stimulate the first chakra, the color that we most relatively think of is what color?
Brown.
Red. Red, mama.
Red!
When you think
I was
about,
gonna say red.
Yeah, well, think about it. You know, they have red in Italian restaurants and in Chinese restaurants. It stimulates your appetite. And if you want to play an instrument, are you going to play the flute or the violin? No. You're going to play the drums.
Not in your chakra.
No. You're going to play the drums. And that's going to go into warring and fucking. And, I mean, look at the poor Latino population. It's all of that 6-8 rhythm that's screwing them up. It isn't really even Catholicism. It's a priara, pop, 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 a priara, pop, pop. I mean, how can you do anything but pump? So that being said, you got to just strike a balance. You have to make sure that you're using your nether regions, and you have to make sure that you're not overusing them or disrespecting them. because ultimately you have to get down and dirty with meditation and or yoga if you really want to start lifting your vibrational frequency in this thick, thick, thick third dimensionality. A dimensionality, this third dimension here on this earth, that has been described as, in fact, the most difficult planet for learning. Only the courageous souls come here. For the other planets, you know, you have no head, or you have no mouth, or some shit, you don't sweat, or you don't shit. Well, those planets are planets where these problems do not exist. This is the dense level. And that's kind of what that's, you know, what this trip is all about. Now,
yeah.
On the upside, I've heard that other planets and such don't actually experience our kind of ecstasy either. So, you know, it's nice to know that there's a little trade-off there. So, Ray, do you have a card question? If not, I'm going to answer the last person I have in the queue, but I'm more than happy to give you a reading.
Well, I just want to know how to maximize this devil energy with the eclipse energy. I think that's just a general question, not a personal question, because everyone around me is seeming to have been affected by it. So
that's
if I can do
question.
My part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, that's an excellent. These are very gracious cards, actually very gentle, gracious cards that I've picked. The Queen of Discs, big, heavy set mama, she sits in the flora and the fauna. The Ace of Discs, and that is the Eye of God, the support, having a lot of people around. Then we have the Empress, or to impress. The overbearing, and there's another flower in this one. So it's a very sort of healthy, varying green thing. So what I'm going to tell everybody to do is to get out as much as possible into nature. It's the only panacea that makes sense in the chaos of this world. Get yourself into nature is the message that Catherine comes out with. I look at these three cards, and they're full. They're full of green and vines and Verdian glory. So my answer to you, kind Lady Paca, is to get your ass out somewhere. I don't care if you're in New York City, get to Central Park. You know, wherever you are, get some green around you and stay in that beautiful nature energy. How do you like them apples?
I love those apples. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you
being
here.
I love you putting you back in the queue. All right. And let me get my last caller in here. Hello, Shuku. Quickly give me your question so I can answer you. Be in the next 2 minutes.
I just want to know relationship coming in or that stuff.
Yep. Okay. Let's look at what's going on with your crotch energy. I see that.
You are hilarious.
Excellent. Okay, so I like what I see. The Knight of Swords is in the past, and it shows me that the guys that you've been with have been rather immature, mentally, physically, emotionally. And right now, the Princess of Swords is in the foreground. And this tells me that you are actually primed and ready to go. And the Empress, which is the three card, is in the foreground, which tells me that by the end of the summer, early into the fall, you're going to be meeting somebody lovely. It has something to do with books and or literature and or a news cafe. I'm just seeing the printed word around you guys. I don't know whether it's going to be a church. I don't know, but I'm seeing the printed word around you guys. And I'm going to put you back in the queue, my love, and thank you for calling in. And so thank you, Janet, for always being there in the background to support me when I brain fart. Please, everyone, join us tomorrow for Janet's show, whatever it may be. I'm sure it will be fantastical. And that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. Goodbye for now, and much love.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, He can be contacted at www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. That's www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.